Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟西石 Chapter 93. Translation is by myself and is edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Beth. There will be great changes in the structure of the Jianghu. If you intend to go to Xuandushan, it's better to do it later rather than earlier.
Yan Wuxi's words successfully stopped Shen Xiao in his tracks. The latter was startled at first, and then asked, "How did you know I was thinking about going to Xuandushan?"
Yan Wuxi chuckled, "Ah, Qiao, your thoughts are written all over your face. I know you as well as I know myself. How could I not be able to tell?"
Shen Xiao didn't realize that Yan Wuxi was teasing him again. Instead,he felt that the other person's eyesight was so incredibly sharp that he was able to see through his thoughts at a glance. Based on this ability alone, even though his words and actions were vile, it would still be valuable for him to learn from the other's strengths. Therefore, he honestly and earnestly asked for instruction.
"That particular form of address is something I am truly unable to call out. Even if I did,it would only bring you a moment's worth of amusement, so what benefits are gained from it? When it comes to having both the vision and ability to assess people and analyze events, it is true that I am inferior to you in this regard. As such, I sincerely request Yan Zongzhu to impart what he knows. I am willing to offer something else in return."
Yan Wuxi said with a smile,
"That's fine, but you must rememberYou owe me one."
Shen Xiao thought for a moment, and then nodded. "As long as you don't ask me things that go against the laws of nature or ethics, nor can they be actions that would violate the principles of righteousness."
Shang Tian Hai Li.
Yan Wuxi replied, "In my opinion, killing people is akin to eliminating a scourge that has squandered the vitality of creation.And would not be against the natural way of things nor unethical. Why are you unwilling to do it?"
Shen Xiao displayed a doleful frown. "If you persist in making unreasonable arguments, then forget I ever asked." He wanted to leave after speaking, but was held back by Yan Wuxi. The latter smiled.
All right, I was joking with you. As long as you deem it against the natural way of things or unethical, this venerable one will not ask such deeds of you. Is this acceptable?"
At this time, the relationship between these two is extremely delicate. They would not be considered enemies, yet if one was to say that they were friends, then they definitely did not interact in a way that's normal for friends. At least, Shen Xiao knew that the likes of Zhao Chiying andYu Kunshu would never use such a tone to speak to him. Shen Xiao could not even think of such intimate and teasingly ambiguous words, but he felt that Yan Wuxi had always been like this. What with his mercurial nature and how he acted arbitrarily in accordance with his whims and fancies. Shen Xiao was already used to it, so he said, "Then, Yan Zongzhu, please enlighten me with your instruction."Seeing that he had roughly achieved his goals, Yan Wuxi knew it was time to quit while he was ahead.
"Do you know who Han Feng is?"
Shen Xiao replied, "Han Feng, who is one of the San Gui together with Mu Ti Po and the Shi Zhong of Qi Guo. I remember that his daughter is a disciple of Bi Xia Zong. I met her once at Ye Cheng, although my eyesight had not yet recovered at that time, so...I do not know what she looks like."
Yan Wuxi smiled. "Yes, I had almost forgotten about that. My A Qiao was born with a good appearance, so it's no wonder that she would greatly admire you and even take the opportunity to speak with you."
Shen Xiao was confused. "Why would you suddenly mention her?
Is it solely because of her relationship with Bi Xia Zong?
Is this your reason for coming here?"
Yan Wuxi replied, "Yes, although not entirely. I came to Bi Xia Zong for three reasons. She is merely one of them and is the least important of the three. Han Feng may have followed Gao Wei in surrendering to the Zhou dynasty, but his daughter turned out to be more loyal than him. She insisted that Gao Zhao should be enthroned as the ruler and wanted to help restore the country. Due to her relationship with Bi Xiazong, she is likely to come here to request for the sect's assistance and to have the sect join her in her endeavor to restore Qi Guo. Shen Xiao said, Bi Xiazong has suffered from great changes, and their power is currently diminished. They would not be able to help even if they wanted to. Also, Zhao Zongzhu intends to keep the sect out of the power struggles of the secular world. Even if Han Liying came here in person, Zhao Zongzhu would probably not agree to such a request. Yan Wuxi disagreed. Deep down in your heart, you are well aware that some people cannot see things clearly when they're in the midst of the situation, and thus may not be able to comprehend the situation. With regards to this matter, it's best if you find an opportunity to clarify this matter with Zhao Qiying. If Qi wants to recover their country, they will definitely seek support from Tuzhe. Bi Xiazong is just a small and insignificant sect, so if they overestimate their abilities and collude with Tuzhe, it will not end well for them. Shen Xiao wondered aloud, I don't think that Zhao Zongzhu is the kind of person who would be easily confused and misled. Yan Zongzhu seems to hold some prejudice towards her. Could it be that she has offended you in the past? Yan Wu should not respond to this sentence, and instead the topic of their conversation took a sharp turn. Yu Wenyun relied heavily on that Lao Tu Lü, Xue Ting, and also made use of He Huanzong, who otherwise had no relation to this matter, all to balance out the power from all sides. He uses the art of imperial governance to cause trouble, thinking that this method will allow him to control things more conveniently. None of them are fools. How can the others not see through his intentions? Whether it is Xue Ting or He Huanzong, they will all take this opportunity to amass power and authority. Shen Xiao continued thoughtfully, Is this the reason why you said that the structure of the Jianghu will change? Huan Yuzong has shifted from acting in broad daylight to acting in the dark. While it's a good thing to keep a low profile and bide one's time, if the He Huanzong gets anxious in their attempts to expand their influence and power, they will inevitably clash with you. Aren't you worried that Huan Yuzong would suffer losses as a result of this conflict? Yan Wuxi smiled carelessly, not taking the matter to heart. Sha Qiao. Now that they have Yu Wenyun's support, things are well underway, like the sun at its zenith. Isn't it better to let them tear and bite at one another? Why should I jump out and give them an excuse to unite against a common foe? While expanding their power and influence, they will definitely not let Shen Wushan escape, as it's a valuable piece of fatty meat. However, your Yu Shidi is so proud and arrogant that he would definitely not take this lying down. And when that happens, conflict will definitely arise. That's why I said to you, you do not need to rush back to Shen Dushan at this time. He paused for a moment and then continued. Duan Wenyang conspired with various factions to have me killed. He even coordinated with both external and internal forces to cause the father and son to fight bitterly with one another. Do you know the underlying reason for this? Shen Xiao nodded. The Tuzhe people do not want to see a united and strong north. Hence, Yu Wenyong had to die. Since you supported Yu Wenyong, naturally, you could not be allowed to live either. Yan Wuxi smiled. The time that you have spent in the secular world has truly not gone to waste. However, you were cuter and far more lovable when you just woke up with no memories of who you were. You were as transparent as glazed ice and snow, believing whatever anyone told you. Shen Xiao was speechless. So what Yan Zongzhu likes is my gullible nature. Yan Wuxi replied in a satisfied manner. Ah Qiao truly understands me. This man is truly too shameless. Shen Xiao wanted to turn around and leave. However, he was also unwilling to.
Yan Wuxi had spoken quite a lot earlier, and while there were a lot of things that he had already understood, after listening to the other man's words, it was as if the scattered chess pieces had suddenly repositioned and pieced themselves back together. Like how the moon can be viewed after pushing away the clouds and the rocks can be clearly seen after the water recedes. You're saying that the enemy we should be most concerned about is neither Xue Ting or He Huanzong, but the Tuzhe? Yan Wuxi answered. Duan Wenyang's plans had been laid out from the moment he entered the capital for an audience with Empress Ashina, perhaps even earlier. That golden lotus ring that he demanded from Su Wei's mother when he paid the Su family a visit was no simple or ordinary ring. Yes, at that time, old Madam Qinan, Duan Wenyang referred to it as a token. Xin Wu. Yan Wuxi said, I've sent many people to investigate, but it was only a few days ago that I obtained the answer. That particular ring is indeed a Xin Wu. But it is no ordinary Xin Wu. Rather, it is a testimony of Hu Lu Gu defeating all the masters of the Tuzhe in the past, and it is also a symbol of his status. The token can mobilize the experts of more than 20 tribes of both eastern and western Tuzhe. Tuzhe occupies a vast and boundless territory. These people are usually scattered and dispersed across the eastern and western tribes. Even Tubo Kehan may not be able to mobilize them all. But with this token, they can get better results with far less effort. As far as I know, although Duan Wenyang's martial arts are first rate, it is said that he does not have a high status in Tuzhe because of his mixed blood. I doubt that the token alone would be sufficient to gain the trust of the Tuzhe people. As Shen Xiao spoke these words, he paused in mild shock. Unless Hu Lu Gu is still alive. If he still lived, then only he could wield the token to summon all the experts from more than 20 territories in Tuzhe. However, if this was truly the case, then the matters would become increasingly complicated and troublesome to manage. More than 20 years ago, Qi Fengge had fought Hu Lu Gu and only defeated him by a slight margin. He forced the latter to agree not to enter the Central Plains for 20 years. Now 20 years have passed, and Shen Qiao's Shi Zun had already passed on. However, if Hu Lu Gu was still alive, his martial arts could only be more formidable than in the past. Not less. With the Tuzhe's actions, if he entered the Central Plains once again, it would not be to merely reminisce about the past and spar with others. By then, who would be able to stop him? Yan Wuxi replied, It is not impossible. However, given that there is no evidence yet, don't concern yourself with it for now. Shen Qiao pulled himself out of his previous state of worry. You had mentioned three reasons for staying at Bixiazong. This is only one of them. What are the other two? Yan Wuxi gave a slight smile. The second one is naturally because of you. And the third one? Yan Wuxi replied, It's also for your sake. Shen Qiao pursed his lips. What talent or capability does this humble Taoist possess that Yan Zongzhu would favor him with such high regard? Yan Wuxi replied with a smile. You are both virtuous and capable. How could you not be worthy of my regard? Besides virtue and ability, you also possess a beauty that is essentially flawless and impeccable. At this time, Fan Yuanbai came over and saluted them. Yan Zongzhu, Shen Daozhang, our sect leader had me deliver some words to you. Previously, we had not expected our guests of honor to arrive, hence our preparations were hurriedly executed. Today, we have arranged a banquet and would appreciate your gracious attendance. Without waiting for Shen Qiao to respond, Yan Wuxi grasped his hand. Zhao Zongzhu is too polite. We will definitely honor her wishes. Shen Qiao wasn't able to draw back his hand. It's not as if I'm not going, Yan Zongzhu. What are you doing this for? Ah, Qiao, haven't you heard of the phrase, traveling together, hand in hand? That's only for the closest and most intimate of friends.
Yan Wushi wondered aloud, Are we not close and intimate friends?
Shen Xiao replied,
This humble Taoist does not share this sentiment.
This venerable one saved your life under Ban Bu Feng. Isn't this a kindness as great as the sky?
Yes,
Yan Wushi continued,
Side Wei Zhou Cheng.
I resolutely decided to sacrifice myself in order to lure away Sang Jingxing.
Were you not in the least bit moved?
Yes, but don't forget I have also saved you several times.
That's right. As such, how many people in this world can say that they have encountered as many life and death experiences together like you and I? Do you not feel extremely honored and fortunate to have someone as romantic and suave as this venerable one as your friend?
Jin Xiao asked. Can I say no?
Yan Wushi replied, No.
Xin Xiao.
Fan Yuanbai, who was standing by the side, was stunned at this situation, his eyes staring and mouth agape. Within his heart, he thought that Shen Daozhang and Yan Zongzhu had a really good relationship, and it was unsurprising that Shen Xiao had brought Yan Zongzhu up the mountain with him as a guest. It seems that even the instruction and pointers in martial arts that Yan Zongzhu had imparted to them were on Shen Daozhang's behalf. On the other hand, some disciples held dissatisfaction within their hearts, thinking that Yan Zongzhu had deliberately made things difficult for them by being overly critical and always picking on their faults. This was unacceptable. Fan Yuanbai decided that when he went back, he would have a word with them on this matter. Fan Yuanbai felt that because Shen Qiao was of good character, therefore, Yan Wushi must also harbor kind intentions. However, this was entirely a beautiful misunderstanding. If Shen Xiao had heard Fan Yuanbai's thoughts, he would have definitely told him that Yan Wushi was indeed deliberately finding fault with them. The three of them arrived at the flower hall, where the banquet had already been set up. Everything had been what Zhao Xuying had ordered. She had hired the chef from the inn at the foot of the mountain to purchase ingredients and bring these up to the mountain to cook meals there. As a result, the taste and flavor of the food was naturally of a much higher quality than the food prepared by the Bixiazong disciples. The Bixiazong only had a few disciples left, to the point where they could just fill one table. Zhao Xuying stood up and proceeded to make a toast with a cup of wine. She expressed her welcome towards Yan Wushi's arrival and hoped that he would not disdain the poverty and hardship that had befallen the place. Yan Wushi gave her some face as he raised his own cup in return.
Zhao Zongzhu does not need to be so courteous. Ah Qiao's temperament is soft and simple. When it comes to the people and events that he cares about, I can't help but also worry about them on his behalf.
Shen Qiao thought in his heart, It was clearly you who wanted to come. What does it have to do with me?
Zhao Xuying also thought within her heart, Why do these words sound so strange?
She didn't think too much on it and gave a carefree smile as she put down her wine cup. Although we had a cook from the foot of the mountain to come up and prepare the banquet, the style of Lu Wei cuisine differs from the one served in Chang'an. I'm not sure if Yan Zongzhu would be able to adjust to it. I hope you do not look down on it and consider it casually. After the opening speech, everyone raised their chopsticks and began eating. Shen Qiao recalled the matter regarding Han Eling that Yan Wushi had mentioned. He took the opportunity to speak to Zhao Qiying, who was seated beside him, and inquire on the matter. Zhao Qiying was astonished. Han Eling is Yue Shixiong's disciple. He took her in during one of his travels, so she can be considered an outer disciple. I have never met her, so there is no relationship between her and Bi Xiaozong to speak of. Many thanks for Shen Daozhang for sharing this important news. When we return, I will ask Yue Shixiong to take note of this matter. However, Bi Xiaozong is declining by the day, even if she were to seek outside aid. I doubt that she would consider seeking help from here. By the end of her speech, her tone inevitably began to sound rather depressed.
Shen Xiao tried to help her by coming up with a solution. Would it be feasible to head down the mountain and recruit some disciples who are of suitable talent?
Zhao Chiying replied, Dao Xiong had previously managed Xuan Dushan. Please forgive my presumptuousness, but may I ask how does Xuan Dushan go about recruiting disciples?
Shen Qiao said, At the foot of Xuan Dushan is Xuandu Town. That small town can be said to be quite prosperous. Every year, Xuan Dushan will send people down the mountain to recruit new disciples. There are designated areas in the town where anyone who wishes to enter the sect can sign up at the appointed time. They will be accepted based on their qualifications, temperament, and character.
Zhao Chiying sighed. That's true. It was I who asked recklessly. Xuan Dushan was originally the foremost Taoist sect in the world, so it's only a given that it would not lack potential disciples knocking on their door. To be honest, Dao Xiong is well aware of the situation that Bi Xiazhong is currently in. There are disciples from farming families below the mountain who are willing to join our sect. However, many of them are too old. Their parents saw that they did not have the strength to do farm work, so they were sent up the mountain to apprentice themselves. However, these children generally have poor qualifications, and their physiques have long passed the ideal age to start learning martial arts. Those of even slightly better qualifications would be unwilling to travel the great distance to Bi Xiazhong, and would likely have already joined some other sect. As time goes by, this situation will only deteriorate.
As the sect leader, it was a given that she would have to make long-term considerations on behalf of her sect. In order to support the well-being of her sect, recruiting talented disciples is a necessity. Otherwise, the sect would eventually die off without any talents. The biggest problem that Bi Xiazhong was facing currently was the lack of talented individuals. When it came to the disciples who had studied under Zhao Chiying and Yue Kunshi's leadership, such as Fan Yuanbai and Zhou Yeshi, their qualifications were only of a common level. To put it more bluntly, in the future, their martial arts would only be second or third tier at best. It would be very difficult for them to become first-class experts. In the long run, it was possible that Bi Xiazhong may eventually meet its end in the hands of Fan Yuanbai and his generation. Shen Xiao could relate to and understand her painstaking efforts. In my opinion, Zhao Zongzhu is still young, so there is no need to worry so much. Perhaps in 2 years, you'll be able to find some good disciples.
Zhao Chiying forced a smile. One can only work in accordance with these thoughts.
Shen Xiao still wanted to say more. However, from his other side, a spoonful of soup was delivered over, and it was accompanied by a tender and soft tone of voice.
Open your mouth.
Seeing Shen Xiao glare at him, Yan Wuxi smiled faintly and said in a calm and firm manner,
Don't forget you still owe me one. Does drinking this spoonful of soup go against the laws of nature or ethics?